The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 1-6 in conference play and 5-6 overall. Indiana visits Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you. Pleased with the effort to come back and win last week on the road. You guys battled well down the stretch. Good for our team. Again, strong challenge, rival game. Purdue playing very well, kind of like ourselves. I don't think their record matches the effort and the talent, what you see on the field. They're still young and growing, but they've been playing very, very hard, getting better. So it's going to be a great challenge and big game, great rival game. And just want to have a good week and go out and play as hard as we can this Saturday for our seniors.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Andy Graham with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. It's not only Bucket Week, it's Thanksgiving Week. And talking to some of the players yesterday, Simikov said he fantasized about his grandma's cooking and whatnot. How do you approach that? Do you and Angela have any players over, or do you have any good Thanksgiving dinner memories from coaching this week?
Well, I go back to my first real outside of just family dinners, Andy, and great question. I'll answer that in two parts. One, what we're doing with our team in-house, but then two, really, you know, the Thanksgiving side, you know, the family and the grandparents and the meals we did as kids growing up. But I played on a very, very good high school program, high school team, and every year we had the opportunity to be in the playoffs where you got to practice on Thanksgiving Day, and our coach made a big deal. Coach Brown made a big deal about the really great teams get to eat a little turkey and then practice a little football. As a matter of fact, my high school coach retired, but he came back. He's now 70, and he's got his team in the playoffs, and I'll make a call to him Thursday kind of thanking him because, again, here we are practicing football and a lot to be thankful for and family, but also our sport, and the same with him. His team's playing down in the North Carolina playoffs, so I'm proud of him. With our team, what we do and where our schedule goes, we try to work it where we kind of give our guys about a quick 24-hour break. A lot of families will come in town. A lot of our kids are Indianapolis kids. So between coaches, the families that come in town, or our kids take their guys to their homes. So tomorrow we'll wrap up our work. And we'll give our guys a chance to get out of here in the evening and then have Thanksgiving lunch. And we'll come back Thanksgiving afternoon. We don't do a lot of prep now with the new schedule on Thursday. So we'll get the team back together late Thursday, kind of get them locked in and get into Friday prep. So we don't do one big team meal. We kind of, as a family, cover everyone up, try to get a lot of our parents involved. And, of course, as coaches, we'll have, you know, our families and kids over. So it's kind of a group deal. It's not a big mass deal. We actually are having Thanksgiving dinner tonight with the whole team and our coaches' families as an in-house deal. But my greatest memory is my football coach talking about being thankful for eating turkey and playing football. And we're very blessed to be doing it this weekend and having a great rival and playing Purdue.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin. I feel like I've asked you about the possibility of a bowl game 3 or 4 of the last 5 weeks. Is the rivalry enough that you maybe don't mention that at all this week, or is that something that you might dangle out as a motivator?
No, I mean, I think everyone knows that because, you know, everybody knows the records, and it's one of those goals, although we don't harp on it. We don't want to by no means play pressure. You're playing for a rival in a trophy game. You don't want the pressure of that. We try to put a lot of pressure on our preparation and the process of prepping through the week and the physical and mental side. We're going to give our kids a little bit of break for family, but then also you don't want that to be a distraction that we can get locked back in and play well. So those are all factors, and I think in this day and age with so much coverage in social media, everyone knows that. We're not harping on that. We just want our team to prep. We want a better week because it's the next week. We want a better week because it's a conference game, it's a road game, and it's a rival. And there's some bowl implications, but we really just want our best week because we harp on continual improvement, and we just want to keep pushing. And we think great teams, really good teams, play their best football at the end of the year. Our team's been pushing, and we're just trying to, without over-practicing, keep pushing these guys to improve and get better. And that's really the rally cry of the process of the preparation right now.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
I was going to ask you about Jason Spriggs. Sometimes the teams that are kind of in the middle of the pack have trouble getting honors, recognition, and so forth, and Jason's a Outland Trophy semifinalist. What's that meant to your program, and how do you think he's performed?
Well, we appreciate you guys in Omaha, and I had a chance to get up there. I had a kid at Oklahoma. Matter of fact, he bought me a replica of the trophy. I got it sitting on my desk here. So
cool.
It's a recruiting toy, a ploy that we talk about when Jamal Brown won that thing in 04. And so we know what it means to your community. We're very appreciative, and he's the first Indiana guy. There, you know, I know you guys didn't do semifinals until a few years ago. We've never had a finalist. So, one, that means a lot to the program. And I think more than anything, it means a lot to Jason. He's a very talented kid. He's worked hard. You know, our football team now 3 years in a row, and Jason's a four-year starter that wasn't redshirted and very, very gifted, and as good as many of the other kids I've coached and have had some first-round and some high kids. Jason's very, very fortunate. But this is 3 years in a row. Our offense, 300 yards rush passing, 200-yard rushing 3 years ago. Last year, Tevin Coleman, 2,000. This year, again, another good offense. It has a lot of good stats. So I think it's probably the body of the work and the consistency of the offense. And finally, you guys are smart enough to realize if they're moving the football that well, somebody must be blocking. So we appreciate you guys recognizing him. And I know he would say it's a team recognition. And we appreciate the Omaha folks and those guys for recognizing Jason for that deal.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.